everybody, welcome to Miles Creative Project, and you're listening to Anita Miles. It's unbelievable that we are in the middle of June. Crazy weather and the summer season is coming soon. So I thought, why not celebrate a special occasion and dive into the minds of one of the most compelling contemporary author? I'm talking about Joël Dicker. Today, sorry if you will not listen to the episode exactly on the date I've chosen, June 16, that marks a significant milestone for Dicker. He turns 40, yes, class 85, born in Geneva in the same name French region of Switzerland. Joël pursued a career in law, but became popular because of his true calling, writing. Is one of the best-selling thriller and mystery author who has compelled millions of readers around the world. For those of you who might not immediately recognize the name Joël Dicker, perhaps if I mention his most famous creation, it will click. He is the pen father of Marcus Goldman. Yes, now if you're thinking, who is Marcus Goldman? You're probably right. Maybe I should mention the book titles. The Truth About the Eric Hebert Affair, The Baltimore Boys, and more recently, The Alaska Sanders Case. Books in which you can find this character, Marcus Goldman, whom I will talk briefly about later. Let's talk now about Joël Dicker, whose genre is thriller and mystery. Each book he writes becomes a masterpiece, and millions of readers and global sales confirm it. It's not just the clever plots or the unexpected twists, but his incredibly distinctive approach to the act of writing itself that makes his writing unique. He is often revealed in interviews that there's no schematic plan when he writes. Just go with the flow, spontaneously developing the story as he writes, putting himself in the reader's shoes throughout the entire process. He's constantly asking himself, what would the reader want to know next? What question would they have on this page? How can I keep them engaged and guessing? This intuitive approach allows him to build suspense naturally, unfolding layers of mystery and character depth in a way that feels incredibly authentic and compelling. Just think about his non-linear narratives, jumping between past and present, revealing fragments of truth piece by piece. He's the first to feel the suspense during the writing process. Otherwise, it does not work. In 2024, he published a novel called Wild Animal, in English translated, Un animal sauvage, in French. And this novel is set in Geneva, the place where he was born and raised. If you read his novels, he never sets story in a real city. And this makes me think that he wants to change a bit. He wants to try something different, as he did in the newest novel, which I don't know if it has already been translated into English. La très catastrophique visite du zoo. I've bought it the day it was released in Italian, March 17, a couple of months ago. I've read it in one day, and it was announced on February 4th. So something unexpected, and it was a different story. Dicker wanted to write something to include kids as well. It was an experiment, and he underlined it in a lot of interviews. But I think readers did not actually pay so much attention because there were a lot of negative reviews. It was very clear that he was trying to explore something different. It would not be a novel like others, but people did not like. Someone in Goodreads reviewed it criticizing in a way that shows the frustration that she, yes, the comment was written by a young woman, had inside. She describing kids as little monsters and other stuff that I was disgusted and I don't want to mention. The kids are the protagonists in Facebook, and it was not clearly underlined, but they were special kids, aka autistic kids. And I was thinking, why through hate towards some kids' behavior in a book? Anyway, it was interesting, the experiment of Ticker, which I think was not a failure, but a way to include another type of public, someone who can reflect that a specific event seen from a child's point of view allows thinking about how the process of growing up will change the way we were innocent. I will maybe write a post on my blog about it. I know, I told you several times this sentence, and I left each blog post in the draft because I forgot to press a stupid button, but I promise that you will read my analysis this time, at least. It's been a while since I last analyzed a book, giving different prompts to reflect, but this time I will do. Before concluding, I want to talk about Marcus Goldman, a character who was the protagonist of the three books that I've mentioned at the beginning. He is a 20-year-old writer who achieved great success with his first novel. But we met him when he started struggling with the writer's block in the Truth About Harry Quebert affair. When his mentor and friend, Harry Quebert, was accused of murder, Marcus launches his own investigation to clear his name. This journey led him towards a path of self-discovery, which goes on as well in the following books of the series, The Baltimore Boys and The Alaska Sanders Affair. He's maturing as a writer and a person by just confronting the demons and the painful memories of his past. What I learned from this character is that there will always be something that holds us back and blocks the possibility of going on towards a hopeful future. Therefore, I liked the trilogy more than the standalones, such as The Enigma in Room 622, because the story followed a character who evolved through mystery cases. A good combo, in my opinion. And now I think it's time to conclude, but I want you to remember one thing. Often the moment we choose to read a book is important. I noticed that when I reread it, The Baltimore Boys, I appreciate it more than the first time I've read it back in 2019. I think that sometimes we appreciate the books when we are in the right mood, and giving a second chance will give us another perspective on the reading. Not always, but in my case, most of the time. But if I should be honest, there are exceptions, such as Fourth Wings, that I keep not liking. I've never finished, by the way. Sometimes when we are into an author, we become so invested in their writing style that when the author himself wants to change, we have a sort of resistance and we criticize it. But we must just accept that writing is a process. And if the author, as Joël Dicker, wanted to write a different kind of mystery novel, then we should just say, do it. It's time now to leave you with a question. What do you like about mystery books? Which elements appeal to or compel you more? Let me know. XOXO Anita Miles.